Hello, everybody. This is Jose Melis. For the next 15 minutes, we have some music for you and some very important advice. So stand by, America. Here is your Stars for the Fence.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your Stars for the Fence. With Ray Block and his orchestra, yours truly, Jay Jackson, and today starring Jose Melis. Stars for Defense is presented by this station every week as a public service in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization to acquaint you with the steps you can take to provide safety for yourself, your family, and your neighbors. Later in today's program, we'll be talking to another distinguished guest from the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Please stay tuned for some vital information important to every American family. Today, ladies and gentlemen, one of America's most popular musical artists pays his first visit to Stars for Defense. At the piano now, here is TV and recording star Jose Melis. From his new album, Melis on Broadway, Jose Melis and From This Moment On. Thank you, Jose. Or should I say gracias?
Jay, I think I've been in this country long enough to accept as thank you and not a gracias. As a matter of fact, very few people even notice that I have a slight trace of an accent.
Hardly any at all, Jose. Hardly any at all.
Well, at least when I play the piano.
Which is exactly what we have in mind right now. So let's put the accent on music.
All right, Jay, here is one of my own compositions, June Concerto.
Thanks once again, Jose Melis. Now, I'd like to introduce Mr. Jack Green of the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Mr. Green, your research activities include physical and medical sciences, engineering, and social sciences. Can you tell us about any recent developments in one of those fields?
Yes. During the past year or so, we have concentrated on the problem of improving ways and means of making the individual more self-sufficient in the event of enemy attack. By this time, most everyone knows that shelter is the only thing that provides a good chance of survival. But even with a fallout shelter, one needs to know when to enter and how long to stay. In this respect, I can report two significant research developments. Our studies have shown almost beyond question that highly dangerous fallout levels will not occur unless quantities of fallout are produced which can be readily seen by the naked eye. This could be seen as a dust cloud when the fallout is coming down, or as a layer of dust-like material after it has settled to the ground. This then provides a positive indication when to take shelter. You can't look at the fallout, though, and tell how dangerous it is, and thus how long to stay in the shelter. Special instruments are needed. We have developed such instruments, simple, rugged, and reliable, with which the individual can measure this hazard. One set of instruments meeting OCDM requirements is now commercially available at a price of about $20. It's being offered by the Bendix Corporation, Cincinnati, Ohio. These are just two of the developments that have come from our research programs intended to give the people a better chance of surviving an enemy attack.
Thank you, Mr. Green. If you have a question on civil defense, OCDM wants to hear from you. At the close of today's program, we'll give you details. Coming up now on today's program, our own Stars for Defense maestro, Ray Block.
I believe the boys have a number up called I Believe, but it's not the I Believe that you believe is the one.
Thanks, Ray. Well, Jose, I guess many of our listeners have heard your fine recordings.
Well, I certainly hope so, Jay.
And many have enjoyed your concert work.
I certainly hope so.
But I imagine everyone knows you best as soloist and conductor on TV's Jack Parr Show.
Yes, Jay, and doing Jack's show does take up a good part of my time. But I always enjoy the other appearances and my writing.
Well, we'd certainly enjoy hearing another Melis original right now.
All right. This one is called Blue Guitar. Thank you.
For the past 15 minutes, you've been listening to Stars for Defense, a transcribed feature presented as a public service by this station every week in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Today, our star was Jose Melis, to whom we extend our sincere thanks for a fine performance. Civil defense research proves our best defense against radiation is knowledge. Learn the facts about fallout and take the necessary precautions. If any of you in our audience would like a question on civil defense answered by the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization, simply address your letter to Radio OCDM, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, this is Jay Jackson inviting you to join us next week for some more good music by Ray Block and his orchestra and another famous star on Stars for Defense.